Part 3. Jerry started pulling Tim away from the fire. Clouds of smoke were following them. Jerry walked as fast as he could, pulling Tim with him to the door. A few more steps, and they would be out. Where was the door? It took Jerry a few seconds to realize that the ceiling near the door had fallen, and there was no way they could get to the door. Then Jerry remembered that Uncle Regis had shown him where the emergency door was. Jerry turned and pulled Tim to the metal door on the other side. The door was locked. There was no escape. In a virtual world, this would have been the end of the game. The trouble was that this was the real world. There was no way Jerry could break down the emergency door, and there was no other way out. There was more and more smoke. He and Tim were trapped between a closed metal door and a fire. Tim made a sound, and Jerry looked down. He saw the ring of keys around Tim's belt. Jerry quickly took the keys and tried one of them in the emergency door's lock. It didn't fit. Another. Still no luck. "Come on, come on," he said to himself. He tried the third key. There was a click. The door opened, and Jerry and Tim were outside. "We made it!" shouted Jerry to all the people waiting outside. Uncle Regis came running up to Jerry. "I was so worried about you. I've been trying to get help for you," he cried, and hugged Jerry. "How did you get out?"
"It's a long story," Jerry said.
Never again, Jerry told himself, would he say that real life was boring. Virtual games helped him escape, but he and Tim needed one thing: a real key that fit a real lock.